This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views because this is Open Line Wednesday. So we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. One of the things that intrigued me was, of course, part of this controversy in Washington, D.C., between the Republicans and the Democrats. But basically, of course, the Republicans want a longer extension of the tax cuts that have been brought in on the Social Security payments. And they were only going to have 2 months, so they're going to tie the whole thing up. And what it would appear now, one of the things that's going to happen, is that physicians are going to take a 27% cut in Medicare payments, a 27% cut in Medicare payments. And since the doctors in the area where I live today are already getting 20% less than the people right across the hill, that means, of course, that they're going to have, well, about a 47, almost 50% a decrease in their Medicare payments. And I will tell you, of course, that doctors are not getting rich on Medicare, but it is because Medicare has come in, has actually cut the doctor's fees so far that they actually have to charge ridiculous prices, which Medicare won't pay. But then, of course, by law, you cannot charge your Medicare patients differently than you do your private patients. So even though Medicare doesn't pay what the doctor bills, he has to charge these ridiculously high fees to actually his private cases, which, of course, is totally unjust. And there's no problem facing the practice of medicine today that a new government program won't make worse. So I thought maybe I'd talk about what Medicare was like when it first got started back in 1965, because I was practicing medicine then. I had been practicing medicine for about 5 years. Now, first of all, I would like to hear from you. I don't want to do a monologue this evening. I'd like to know what you'd like to talk about. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And give us a call if you have something you'd like to talk about or you want to talk on this subject. But when I went into medical practice, I'd put in, of course, my 12 years of high school undergraduate. I'd put in about 3 years of college. I put in 4 years of medical school. I had a year of internship, 2 years in the military. I had 4 years of residency training. And so it was 1960 when I opened my practice. At that time, we got $4 for an office visit. One first year I was there, it went from $4 to $5. A detailed, extensive consultation with report was $25 for consultation. We got, I think, $400 for pinning a hip, and I was living very, very comfortably on that my first year in medical practice. And so by 1965, when Medicare came along, it was very obvious to me that Medicare wasn't going to work. There was no way that the federal government was going to be able to come up with enough money to fund Medicare. But they promised the doctors. They said, you go along with us, you've got...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
...1965... It was the most amazing program. I mean, I was convinced it wouldn't work, but the government paid the doctors usual and customary fees. They paid the hospitals usual and customary fees. They paid for drugs. They paid everything, and everybody was really very, very happy with Medicare. And I just had this uneasy feeling it wasn't going to, couldn't work. Where was the money coming from? Well, the government was simply borrowing the money. They were borrowing the money for the Vietnam War. Of course, the Vietnam War was a diversion so that they would be able to bring in all these socialist programs. But they were very, very clever. And for the first few years, they paid the doctors the usual and customary fee. After a couple of years, they did force the hospitals, actually, to take a cost plus 1%. Well, if you're going to get cost plus 1% and you can do a job for $100, why, you would make a dollar. If you could jack your bill up to $1,000, then you'd make $10. And this is exactly what happened. When they paid the hospitals cost plus 1%, well, the hospitals jacked up their cost, and the more the cost went up, the more money they made. And now we've started on that roller coaster. Well, we've got Dwayne calling from Spokane. And if you have a question or comment, it's open lines 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And when Medicare started out, it was a wonderful, wonderful program. But it was obvious to me it wasn't going to work. They knew it wasn't going to work. But they bribed the doctors and the hospitals and the medical profession going along with it. And, of course, today, why, of course, the doctors are facing a situation where many of them are going to be dropping out of medicine. They won't be able to afford to be there. And, of course, if you stay in the practice of medicine, you're going to be under government control. And if you don't do exactly what you're told and go along with the death panels and let your patients die, why, of course, they're going to take away your income. Go right ahead, Dwayne. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, Dr. Stan. Thanks for taking my call. The question I had is a little bit of a different issue. I wanted to find out your take on I actually am voting for Ron Paul. I'm 100% sold, and I've been following him for a few years now. But the question that I had was a little bit discouraged when it comes to voting ever since 2000 due to the Bush Gore issue with the computer voting machines and all that. And what I was wondering is, is there any way for American citizen or American people to try to ensure that not only are American citizens both counted, but also that, basically just ensure in the sense that, that the person we're voting for is really getting the credit that they're supposed to be getting.
All right, fine. I think it's a very legitimate question. And certainly, basically, they do steal elections. They do cheat. They do stuff ballot boxes. They do alter the voting machines. And the way this is monitored is through the local political organization. So you should get involved. I don't know if you're registered Republican or Democrat or Independent, but get involved with your local party and demand that you be part of the organization that monitors what's going on. And if you're down there watching, it gives us the best chance of getting an honest vote. But remember, the establishment, the people who really run this country, do not want Ron Paul. And they'll do everything to cheat and to lie and to steal. And they'll have their people and they'll pay them lots of money to steal votes. And they'll certainly have everybody in the graveyard voting. And they'll have all sorts of people, certainly who even non-existent people voting and illegal immigrants voting. It's going to be tough, but we have to try. And so my suggestion is to get involved with your local political party, whichever one it is, and ask to be one of the monitors, to begin to monitor what's going on, and then, of course, get very, very careful and get a number of people monitoring the vote and let people know about your concern and point out that they brought in the electronic voting machines so they could rig elections, and keep talking about that and talking about it and talking about it. And we need to get rid of those electronic voting machines, get back to counted votes, and then we got to watch the people who are counting the votes. Remember, it's not how people vote that counts. It's who counts the votes that counts. Anything else, Dwayne?
No, that's it. Thank you, Dr. Kim. Appreciate it.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And Dwayne, calling from Spokane, says he's going to be voting for Ron Paul. Basically, if you go up on Alex Jones today, he points out that the New York Times has run an article. I haven't seen it. I've been looking for it. But the New York Times had run an article that, based upon 12 polls of the voting patterns in Iowa, and putting the 10 or 12 polls together, Ron Paul has 52% of the vote, and all of the other candidates have 48%. He has more than all of the other candidates put together. And basically, of course, now they're admitting that he is going to win, and basically they're saying, but if he does win, it doesn't mean anything. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, the last thing they want is an honest man. Now, I've known Ron Paul going back almost 40 years. I've met him a few times. We've followed him. We've interviewed him. And certainly, we believe he is just what he purports to be. He's a Christian. He's pro-life. He's on the right side of all the moral issues. But he's not talking about those issues. He's talking about finances. He does not want to split the people. He doesn't want to come up with controversial situations. He wants to talk about getting back to a sound financial system. He wants to talk about stopping all these senseless wars. And right now, of course, we'll get to our guests online. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But let me tell you that Ron Paul is the only person who understands what's going on from an economic point of view. All the rest of them together have no idea of the danger of the Federal Reserve System, the central bank owned by a small clique of very powerful and wealthy people, and of course, debt, this massive debt that they've accumulated is going to destroy us. And what does Ron Paul say? We've got to liquidate that debt if we're going to survive as a free nation. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Jack, do you have a question?
Well, a comment.
Well, please, if you have a question, fine, but Jack just wants to call in and comment all the time, and he'll talk on for 2 hours.
Really?
Yeah, that's right. Do you have a question?
Yeah, okay. So the question would be, have you ever, you've been interviewing Pastor Whitney and others regarding the constitutional mandate set provision. In Article 1, Section 10, it identifies state duties and things that they're not allowed to do according to the U.S.
No, it's Article 1, Section 8, and it basically states there are 18 things that the federal government can do, and everything else that is listed there, except they anything else that is reserved to the states and to the people. Let's go to Ron calling from Washington State. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But the purpose of our Constitution was to limit the power of the federal government so that men could be free. Because our founding fathers realized, of course, that any government that could provide whatever the people wanted would be able to control whatever they have. And a government that can provide for you from the cradle to the grave has got to be able to control you from the cradle to the grave. The histories of nations has always been that government eventually comes to dominate the individual. And you go back and read what Cicero talked about, and he talked about the necessity of limiting the power of the bureaucracy. Limiting the power of the bureaucracy. And he actually assassinated Cicero about 25 years before Christ was born, because, of course, the same thing was going on in Rome in those days that is going on in America today. Well, Ron, do you have a question or comment?
Well, just a real comment. I was on Politico.
Yes.
And just read very quickly, Jeff Lambert, the Boyd attorney, and the difference between 2008 and 2012. Everybody has a perception there's absolutely no way Ron Paul can win the nomination. That's what he says. And with his left of center, left of Obama foreign policy views, libertarian outlook on social issues, paper trail of controversial statements, a Paul victory could represent a potentially devastating blow to traditional Republicans starting their White House campaign in Iowa. Mortal, said this one Republican. That's what the media is saying about it.
Well, you have to understand that basically Ron Paul doesn't want to get us involved in a war with the Muslim world, and these people do. The Republican leadership is controlled by certainly the neocons. They've taken us into a 10-year war in Afghanistan. What have we accomplished? What have we accomplished in Iraq? So other than killing 1 million people and spending about $1.32 trillion there. What have we accomplished? We haven't accomplished anything at all. He doesn't want us to be involved in wars. He wants to defend America. He doesn't want this globalist foreign policy. And what you're reading in the newspapers back is basically what they are saying, is that Ron Paul will be a terrible thing. You know, he's to the left of Obama. Why? Because he doesn't want any more wars. And he wants, of course, to have a sound economy. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Ron, what you, I'm sure you understand, is the fact that we have a media that's controlled. The people who control the media certainly don't want Ron Paul to win the presidency, because, of course, they're afraid that he would go ahead and audit the Federal Reserve System, the privately owned central bank that has got us into the mess we are today. Go right ahead.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
And bring our boys home. Or do you like this idea? We just have undeclared wars, and then we send our boys to fight and suffer and die, of course, in no-win wars. Ladies and gentlemen, we lost 58,000 men in Vietnam. Why did we lose them? Because they were never allowed to win the war. We could have won it in 6 weeks. I was told that personally by... William H. Sullivan, the American ambassador to Laos during the Vietnam War, a man who was a personal friend of Henry Kissinger's, who was with Kissinger in Paris during the peace negotiations during the Vietnam War. And Sullivan, and I interviewed him back at the American Assembly think tank at Columbia University in 1980. And he sat across the table from me. We were alone in the room, and he said, "You know, I have never understood why we didn't win the Vietnam War. We could have won it in 6 weeks. All we had to do was invade North Vietnam. I've never understood why we didn't win the Vietnam War." Of course, General Lew Bault, who is a four-star Marine general, incidentally, we have on DVD an excellent interview with Lew Bault when we took our film crew to New York City, why, of course, actually William H. Sullivan was unable to do actually to do the film interview. I wish we had my interview with him on film, but suddenly General Lew Wald told me, and we do have him on film, that we could have won the war in 6 weeks. We could have won the Vietnam War in 6 weeks. But he understood that we were not trying to win the war, that America was controlled by a small clique of very wealthy people, and of course they wanted to fight the war, and he recognized it was a great diversion. That's all Vietnam was, and that's all Afghanistan and Iraq have been, other than the fact we want to have a base over there so we can dominate the oil, so we can control Iraq's oil, so we can control Iran's oil, because those are the two of the largest oil deposits in the world today, outside of those in the United States and those in Russia. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But Ron Paul does not want to have us simply involved in war after war after war. And where is the outcry from the American people? Let me tell you that Ron Paul said they during the last campaign 4 years ago had more support from the United States military than all the rest of the candidates put together. The military knows what's going on. They're loyal to the military, and they realize, of course, this cabal that controls our government is setting about to fight and die. They're loyal to America. They're real patriots, but they, of course, I think many of them suspect, that the people who are really in charge and running America have no loyalty to America. Their loyalty is this globalist dream, and that's what it's really all about. That's why we're shipping our jobs overseas. That's why we're shipping our wealth overseas. This last year we had a $550 billion of a trade deficit. That's over half a trillion dollars of trade deficit. And that, of course, is a recipe for disaster. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have something you'd like to talk about, how do you feel about Ron Paul? Would we be better off to have Michelle Bachmann? How do you feel about Romney? Who's putting up the money for Romney? Who's putting up the money for Gingrich? Who's putting up the money for Rick Perry? What do they really stand for? And what is their relationship to what I call the invisible government? Well, you might be rather shocked to find out who's putting up the money for Mitt Romney and what his real goals and objectives are. Of course, it should be pretty obvious that Newt Gingrich is as phony as a $3 bill. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. They're saying how he's just way out in front of everybody else, and they're simply lying. His candidacy is dropping like a rock at the present time in Iowa. And as I said, this latest article in the New York Times gives Ron Paul 52% of the entire vote, more votes than Gingrich and Perry and Mitt Romney put together. But you're not going to hear that in the controlled media. The last thing they want, one man they fear, is Ron Paul, because I believe he's telling the truth. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. It's open lines. We want to hear from you. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. We'll look forward to hearing you right away.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 877-330-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
And he says that, you know, we're going to go to war. We ought to have a declared war, this idea of simply just sending our troops overseas at the president's wishes and attacking anybody he wants to. And basically, of course, what happens is they manipulate Congress. I mean, they manipulated them after the attack on 9/11. We have to do something, you know. And so they gave the president the right to retaliate against the people who are responsible, but President Bush retaliated against the wrong people. 15 of the 19 hijackers came from Saudi Arabia. Osama bin Laden came from Saudi Arabia. Why didn't we attack Saudi Arabia? Certainly the Afghans were quite willing to turn Osama bin Laden over to the United States if we just show them the evidence that he was behind the attack. We've never shown them the evidence. They've never shown it to the American people. They've said over and over again, they've shown some video camera pictures of a man, a fat fellow with a turban and a beard, didn't look at all like Osama bin Laden, speaking Arabic, and they told us it was Osama bin Laden admitting he was behind it. I mean, if you've ever seen those pictures, that wasn't Osama bin Laden, didn't even look like him. But, of course, they simply lying to the American people to justify it. They were going to send our boys into Afghanistan for this 10-year war, and we're still in Afghanistan. And today we are paying the salaries for over half a million men there. That's 300,000 Afghan army, 90,000 American soldiers, 100,000 American contractors, 46,000 NATO troops, and there's only 50 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. Bill, can you explain to me why we have to have over half a million people in Afghanistan to oppose 50 members of Al-Qaeda? Does that make sense to you?
No, it's because it's really about the oil and also the global plan. But, I mean, you know, it's just like I was saying with the, you know, the possibility of, you know, militarizing the streets of America, they should just really calm down with their war rhetoric, because that's what happens when we go to war for 10 years like this. It starts to bleed into the domestic society, and then, you know, so many police, they are trained by the people from the federal government in this war on terror mentality, and then it's like this us versus them that is mirroring the wars abroad. They're creating it with the people at home, and they really need to de-escalate the rhetoric, these politicians, because they're being irresponsible. They're going to get, you know, they could possibly get a lot of people hurt, and, you know, maybe they don't care.
But, Bill, that's what they want. Basically, this Occupy movement that they have is being funded by people of great wealth. Why? Because these are the people in the Brotherhood of Darkness. They want a controlled opposition. They want violence to justify establishing martial law across America. And, of course, once they've already passed legislation that says that anybody they say is a terrorist, that they don't even define what terrorism is in this new legislation, but anybody they claim is a terrorist, even their American citizen, can actually be arrested and put into a concentration camp. They've withdrawn the right of the habeas corpus because we're at war with terrorism. How could you be at war with terrorism? Terrorism is a technique. It is not an entity. But, of course, nobody ever points these things out. I share your concern. We should all be concerned because there really are people who do not believe in our Constitution, a ruling elite who's taken us from war to war to war to war, from the Spanish-American War to the Philippine-American War to World War I to World War II to Korea to Vietnam to the Desert Storm to the current war. And now, of course, we're toppling all of these countries over there in the Near East and the Middle East and turning them over to the Muslim Brotherhood, bringing those countries under Sharia law, launching a campaign to get the Christians of this country to hate the Muslims, working over there to get the Muslims to hate the Christians because I think they want another great war and there's going to be unrest in America and they're going to slap on martial law. This is what they're planning and everything is in place. They already have their FEMA camps. Anybody who doubts that, go up on the internet and look up FEMA camps, or certainly type in YouTube Jesse Ventura FEMA detention camps. You'll actually see the pictures of them. Bill, anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Well, you know, the whole reason why they have this, you know, initiative for the Afghanistan pipeline from Turkmenistan through Afghanistan to Pakistan and going out on the Indian Ocean, why the troops are over there occupying to have that established is because they didn't want the pipelines to go through Russia. So, I mean, you can see right there that the whole war on terror is really a phony thing because the ultimate plan is the global geopolitical struggle, which is hiding behind. You know, the terrorism is all a lie because those networks have always been used in what other foreign intervention they want to do, like Bosnia or Libya. So really, they fund these groups, and the final objective is they want global war. So, I mean, that's what I've been reading.
Well, Bill, I think the important thing to ask is, who is funding the Taliban and Al-Qaeda today? And I would suggest people indirectly we are. That's right. Go up on the internet for if you want to document what I say. Go on the internet and type in ISI funds Al-Qaeda-Taliban. ISI funds Al-Qaeda-Taliban. You'll find that the Al-Qaeda and the Taliban are being funded by ISI. Then type in CIA funds ISI, and you'll find out the CIA, your tax money is funding the people who are funding Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. Ladies and gentlemen, there's treason, and these people responsible should be arrested, tried for treason, and I believe they should be executed. Hey, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks very much for calling, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you would like to talk about. But you have access to the computer. You can check and find if what I'm saying is true, and especially this idea that there's only 50 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan today. Simply go to your search engine and type in Leon Panetta. Leon Panetta. 50 members Al-Qaeda, Afghanistan. Leon Panetta, 50 members Al-Qaeda, Afghanistan. See what comes down. You could also put in a General James Jones, 50 members Al-Qaeda, Steve Croft, 50 members of Al-Qaeda, and help us get the word out. Hi, John. Do you have a question or comment?
Something to share. I listened to Lindsey Williams when he was on your show recently, and then also I listened to him when he was on Alex Jones. And one of the points that he made is that during the year 2012, they're going to be rolling out with events, one right after the other. And he said that that he's going to need to come on the line probably on a monthly basis because of what they're going to, you know, one event after the next. And he said that while what his guy said, and I know you heard, you were on your show, but he said that they're not divinely inspired, but he said they're going to be like something of like divine impact or meaning or something like this. Now, with that stated, just prior to that, I was up on YouTube and I watched a documentary. It's a couple-hour documentary on the occult and the Nazis. And one of the things that they said was that during the way Goebbels and Himmler and some of these guys were working was they knew a lot of these significant dates, whether they were dates that coincided with religious dates or occult, had occult meaning. And so what they would do is intentionally have certain things happen at certain times, so that people got the impression that it was inspired by God. And one of the things that Lindsey said was that these people, per his guy, they know the Bible as good as any Baptist minister, I think was almost a direct quote. Now, the impression I get is that what they're going to be doing is they're going to be creating these events to look like they're the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. And then Christians are going to go, okay, well, I know how that ends, so let's go with it because it's all going to end good when Jesus comes back. But these guys could look at this and go, we'll just create this effect, and then we'll just herd the sheep right into the pen. And I think it's important that we keep our eyeballs screwed on nice and tight and beware, because this is exactly what, per that film, the Nazi and the occult, if anybody wants to go up on YouTube and watch it, that's what these guys did during World War II.
Well, I think that you have to understand there really is an occult agenda. There really are Luciferian forces in the world, and they have their agenda. And then I believe God has his plans, too. It can be interesting to see how it works out. Because, of course, you cannot understand anything going on today, surely from a geopolitical point of view. You have to analyze it from the spiritual point of view, and I'm not smart enough to know what's going to happen, but I think it's going to be a fascinating year. Thank you for sharing that with us, John. Anything else you'd like to say?
One last thing is when I first started doing a lot of this research back in early 2002, 2003, and I was combining search terms like you just described with Leon Panetta and what have you, somehow I was putting in, at the time, of course, it was George Bush something. I don't remember what it was. And there was a website. It was a Christian website. And what they were talking about at the time, this web page that I was reading was probably posted before the 2000 election. And they were trying to evaluate whether or not George Bush was really a Christian. And, of course, they looked at the conflict between Skull and Bones and Christianity and how can you be one and the other at the same time. But one thing that they said was that the Illuminati, what they said, I don't know if this is true, but in looking at it, it seemed to be true. When they want to handle domestic things, they always have a Democrat elected as the president. When they have an international agenda, they put in a Republican. And the impression that I get is right now they've got a big domestic agenda, and that no, the only thing that they're doing with the Republican is they're going to get some moron that they know that's going to lose against Obama. and like they did with McCain, and because this is part of their agenda.
Well, let's just hope that you're wrong. I don't know, but I'm just hoping that we're going to get Ron Paul in there. That's my preference.
Oh,
let me tell you, I had the opportunity.
I'm totally behind Ron Paul.
Wait, pardon?
I'm totally behind Ron Paul.
Well,
I don't
let me just bring out a point. I had the opportunity of meeting George Bush personally. And he looked me right in the eye and he lied to me. But he's really very, very clever. I was with a group of Christian leaders at the hotel in Washington, D.C. And every one of them, even my good friend John Stromer, went over to get their picture taken with him, you know, for posterity. I was the only one I could not bring myself to go over and get my picture taken with George Bush. And I went over and I was staring out the window and with beautiful multi-pane window, and you could see the White House, and you could see the Washington Memorial and Monument and the Lincoln Memorial from there. And one of the most beautiful views from Washington. And George Bush, having seen me standing there and not getting my picture taken, rushed across the room to shake my hand and tell me how much he enjoyed meeting me. He was a very good politician, but that man is no Christian, okay? Let's go to Tim, who's calling from Illinois. And basically, I think, John, what he says is true. Basically, if I could suggest several books along this line, first of all, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which goes into the Luciferian agenda, but Dennis Cuddy's excellent book on the power elite and the secret Nazi plan. The power elite and the secret Nazi plan will blend all of these things together, and certainly Dennis Cuddy's four CD sets on the Illuminati. There's seven CDs there and one other by somebody else, but seven CDs on the Illuminati, well worthwhile getting and listening to several times, to really get an understanding of the occult foundation of everything going on today. We have Tim calling from Illinois. Hi, Tim. How are you doing?
Oh, hi, Dr. Stan. A couple comments here on Joseph Smith.
Okay, just hold on. Just hold on for a minute. My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And for those people who don't know, Joseph Smith is the prophet who founded the Mormon religion. Go right ahead.
Well, his wife was named Emma, and he called her the Elect Lady. And so ironic, the Freemasons, they refer to their women, they use the same term.
Well, remember that basically Joseph Smith was a Mason, as was his brother.
Right.
So basically, of course, the Mormonism uses much of the same symbology, and they have many of the same oaths, and they have many of the same ceremonies. In fact, if you look at their secret underwear, they have a lot of Masonic emblems on them. So Mormonism is founded, on Masonry. But go ahead.
Another couple quick comments. Well, here it is, 4 days before Christmas, the most important day in America, Dr. Stan, but we have cable, and I can't seem to find Mel Gibson's movie, which grossed over $400 million, The Passion of Christ. I believe it was 1 or 2 years ago, they actually had the audacity to run this homosexual movie-oriented Brokeback Mountain on Christmas. So, I mean, Mel Gibson, he's been in the movie industry since 1982. He's been deemed as anti-Semitic. And he's being crucified here. Can't the Catholic Church get the movie on television?
The Catholic
Church. The Rogue, they're going to run that. They're going to run the Ten Commandments. But that's basically about Moses. I want something, and we have The Passion of Christ, the great movie on Jesus. But it's not going to be run. I just can't figure it out. Hollywood, the West Coast. I don't understand it.
There are there are other excellent films. There's the story of Jesus, you know. I think it's about 4 or 5 hours, is the story of Jesus' life and death and resurrection. Well, you have to understand, Tim, that there's a conspiracy against Christianity. The people who control our mass media hate Christianity. That's why, of course, working with the Brotherhood of Darkness, they took God and prayer out of our schools. And you must understand that we must take America back. We've got to bring God back into America. If we don't return God to America, we're going to lose this country. And we're going to have a link on our website to a song. I want everybody to listen to it. Be on our banner page. Oh, we need God in America today. Anything else, Tim? I share your concern.
Another quick comment, sir. The same people who are on...
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
He doesn't believe that the federal government should have anything to do with homosexuality. That is a matter of the state and the local government. And basically, it is not the function of the federal government to say homosexuality is right or wrong. And you should not use the power of the federal government to regulate things that are not stipulated in Article, Section 8 of Article 1. And basically, of course, when you send out these questionnaires, why, you do nothing but confuse the issue. Do you think that the federal government should be able to discriminate against any group, specifically because we don't like what they do? How about Mormons? How about discriminating against Christianity, Christians, because we don't like it? Basically, Ron Paul says, limit the power of government so that men could be free. And people, if you want to do something at the state level, fine. But basically, they do not stipulate that this has anything to do with whether or not this is federal or state law, does it?
No, it doesn't.
So because basically what he's saying, it is not the function of the federal government to have anything to do with whether a person is a homosexual or not. I believe that. I believe if there are going to be any laws, they should be at the state and local level. And I don't believe that the state government has the right to say you don't have a right to be a homosexual. But I disapprove of homosexuality, but I think that, of course, what we want to do is try to reach these people and bring them into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Don't you agree with that?
Well, yeah.
Okay, fine. Well, we're out of time. God bless, and thanks very much, Chris. This is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when we need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there across America and you believe in what our message is, that we need to bring God back to America, and if we don't get God back in America, we're going to lose this country. We do hope that many of you give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. We think that there's a conspiracy against God. If you have not read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to get it. You need to read it. You need to understand that there really is a Luciferian movement in the world. It's been around for thousands of years. Some of its proponents are some of the most powerful and wealthy people in America today. So we're hoping that you will get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You'll listen to our talks on the dark secret, the forbidden secret, on the world revolution, and on the best enemies money could buy. That's a good place to start. The DVDs, the dark secret, the forbidden secret, and the syllabuses go with that. The world revolution, and of course the best enemies money could buy. I also suggest the book, pardon me, the talk, and the syllabus on Iraq, the untold story. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. And then, of course, if you do not have a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, I hope you want to get some of Pastor Billy Crone's excellent DVDs. And if I was going to get one, I would simply get the Final Countdown. We're actually carrying a new one he has called Who Says the Bible is True? Who says the Bible is true? But I suggest if I was going to get one, I would get volume one or volume two, preferably volume one of the Final Countdown, the prophecies that are coming to pass today. How could they've known of thousands of years ago what's going to be going on today? Well, because I believe God is omnipotent and he knows what's going on, and we're seeing this whole scenario being acted out today. So remember our number, 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com. If you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, we'd love to hear from you. And then, of course, we want to tell you, please pray for America. Pray for our leaders, our ministers. Pray for Ron Paul and pray for Alex Jones. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection.
Let us all be grateful.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Lynn Marzulli, who's an ordained minister, who actually gave up a secure position at the church because he wanted, of course, to get the truth out, and he was not getting any support in the church for trying to expose the truly supernatural agenda that is being carried out today, the supernatural elements that involve every aspect of society. And most Christians have no idea what's going on because they don't really believe in the supernatural. They read the Bible, but they don't understand there is another dimension there. And there are people, there are beings from that other dimension who are influencing the events that are going on today, and that the Satan and Lucifer are not simply abstract ideas put forward in a book written thousands of years ago. They are the reality of the major driving force behind so much of what's going on in the world today. Lynn Marzulli, thank you so very much for being with us.
Well, my pleasure, Dr. Stan, and Merry Christmas to you, sir.
And to you, too. Well, tell us just some of the things as you see them going on. Because Lynn's on the front lines of this and has written a number of books, and we carry his book on the alien abductions. Incidentally, I got an angry email from somebody who said, you know, here you pretend to be a Christian ministry and you're carrying a book on alien abductions, you know, and how dare you, how could you as a Christian do that? I said, have you read the book? Do you know that the author says that these are not aliens, that this is all a fraud? And I was nice to him, and he wrote back and he said, thank you so much for explaining it to me. But I always suggest before you're going to condemn a book, you read a book, just like we had somebody on the last hour condemning Ron Paul for a questionnaire he answered, but he didn't know how the questionnaire was laid out, you know, and he was asking Ron Paul about his view on homosexuality. And, of course, Ron Paul, being a libertarian and having sworn to uphold the Constitution, doesn't think the federal government should be outlawing homosexuality. I don't think it should be either.
I agree.
I think that if you, certainly we may disagree with the homosexuals,
yeah,
but we do not have the right to outlaw it. If you believe in the Constitution, whether we've got too many so-called conservatives out there who we want to be free, we just want the federal government to take care of all of these problems and outlaw drugs and decree there's got to be a better society and certainly prevent homosexuals from marrying. I mean, what a ridiculous thing to think that homosexuals can marry. But we don't need a federal law because it's outside of the restrictions placed on Congress under our Constitution. So if you want a government that can take care of everything, then you go ahead and vote for it. But as for me and my family, we're going to uphold the Constitution, then go ahead.
Well, I certainly, you know, agree with you, Dr. Stan. I find it alarming at the federal government, and I would even go as far as to say that we are a borderline fascist country at the moment. When government partners with industry, for instance, Solyndra, that is fascism. That's what it is. When a bill in Congress is being floated, which would allow the military to detain American citizens without right of habeas corpus, without bringing, you know, charges against them and hold them indefinitely in prison. And there's no outrage in this country. There's no demonstration.
Well, of course, but we're fighting terrorism. That's what they're going to tell us. Oh, the government's got to protect us from the terrorists. But who's going to protect us from the government?
There you go.
From the fascists in government. And we've got too much corporate welfare. Welfare for the wealthy. Lynn, go right ahead.
Yeah, it's just alarming to me as to where we are in 2011. Bank of America stock now is below $5. We look at the enervated dollar. We realize that the federal government, or the Federal Reserve, I should say, printed up funny money in the tune of, what,
6 trillion, 16 trillion, depending on what numbers and what sources you want to believe?
Well, basically, they don't even print it up. They simply create it out of nothing. They make it in bank entries. We don't know what they've done. Basically, yeah. Everything is done in secret. And they say, well, we can't let that information out because, of course, it could lead to these banks losing depositors if people thought the banks were insolvent. So we can't tell the public anything because they're not smart enough to know. It's only us to know. And whether they've increased this money $2 billion or $2 trillion or $7 trillion or $16 trillion, I read someplace tonight, it was really $29 trillion. Nobody knows anything about what's going on. Everybody is being kept in the dark. Go right ahead.
And, well, of course, what's interesting, if, you know, mentioning Ron Paul, he's really one of the few candidates, if not the only candidate, who's calling for an abolishment of the Federal Reserve System. I applaud him for that. We must remember that, in my opinion, JFK was gunned down by a conspiracy in Dallas. And this is completely off topic, but just think it through. JFK was going to do three things. He was going to take us out of Vietnam. He was going to shatter the CIA in 1,000 pieces, and he was going to abolish the Federal Reserve. Strike three. So Eisenhower warned us of a military-industrial complex. We now have 900 military bases throughout the world. That, by any standard, is an hegemony. That's what it is. If Russia had done this, we'd be all over this. Any other country doing this, we'd be crying foul. But because the U.S. is doing it, somehow that's okay. We have, and we are living under, endless war and in a military-industrial complex. The American people are fed a constant stream of pablum and newsworthy, or I should say news distractions, which keep everyone off kilter and entertainment, and more entertainment. Even some of the news that used to be news and actually hardcore journalism has turned into what I would call entertainment. It's not news anymore. Here we are.
I agree with you, and I think it's so vitally important that this is one reason I do what I do, and I know one reason you do what you do, is try to call people's attention to the fact that we have 800 to 900 military bases throughout the world. Why do we need 800 to 900 military bases throughout the world and over 500,000 people in Afghan to fight 50 members of Al-Qaeda? We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sidney Lynn was pointing out that we have 800 to 900 military bases throughout the world. Why do we need 800 to 900 military bases throughout the world? Why is the fact that none of the other presidential candidates, Republican candidates, bring out the fact that we have 800 to 900 military bases throughout the world? Why did none of the other presidential candidates talk about the necessity about, if you're going to go to war, you ought to have a declaration of war, you ought to win the war and bring our boys home instead of sending them there to Afghanistan to fight a 10-year no-win war, and
right,
there's no end in sight, basically. They're talking, well, maybe by 2014 we can pull some troops out. And right now we're paying the salaries of over 500,000 men in Afghanistan. 300,000 Afghan soldiers, 90,000 American soldiers, 100,000 contractors, 46,000 NATO troops, and we're fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda. 50 members of Al-Qaeda. 50 members of Al-Qaeda. And if you doubt that, please go to your search engine and type in Leon Panetta, 50 members of Al-Qaeda, Afghanistan. You'll see that I'm telling you the truth. Or type in General James Jones. That's General James Jones, 50 members of Al-Qaeda, Afghanistan. Find out this and then ask everybody you know, can you explain to me why we're paying the salaries of 500,000 people in Afghanistan to fight 50 members of Al-Qaeda? And then, of course, who's funding Al-Qaeda? Why, the ISI, Pakistani intelligence. Who's funding Pakistani intelligence? We are. Basically, most of our men over there have been killed by these explosive devices, IEDs, what they call them.
IEDs.
Who actually manufactures the remote controls for this? A company up in Minnesota. You mean it took us 10 years to find out that a company in Minnesota was manufacturing this complicated electronic device that allows them to set off these explosives from a distance and kill our soldiers? You mean we had no idea who was actually building these and actually financing these? And of course, a lot of it's financed by the Pakistani intelligence, financed with your tax money. It's as phony as a $3 bill. Then you go right ahead.
Yeah, it's a great setup, Dr. Stan. It's just, the American people, we supposedly, allegedly killed Osama bin Laden. And yet we're not shown photographs. We're not shown a body. We're not shown anything. He's given a hasty burial. You repeat a lie often enough, and people begin to believe it. There's no outrage on any level. I mean, the American people are asleep. Once again, Ron Paul is calling for withdrawal, calling for the end of the hegemony, which is the 900 bases, calling for us to stop this ridiculous foreign policy. And he's met with skepticism and ridicule. And, you know, it's like, wait a minute, guys. It's, you know, everyone, most Americans have drunk the Kool-Aid and are enjoying it, in my opinion. They honestly believe this lie that somehow we have to be everywhere. We have to become the world policeman. And we have to do all this stuff. You know what? We are armed to the teeth. We've got so many nukes, it's ridiculous. And, you know, we already have a defense, but we don't need 900 military bases. We don't need thousands, tens of thousands of soldiers on the Korean border, which has been there for 50 years, and on it goes. I mean, if you know, things are going to happen. It's just like the Middle East right now, what we're looking at in Syria. American troops, and I have vetted this as best as I possibly can, American troops are now along the Jordanian-Syrian border.
So, in fact, basically, Sybil Edmonds, and I've talked to Sybil, I think she's reliable, and Sybil Edmonds heads a whistleblower group, and she, you can go up and see her interviewed on YouTube. She says that Special Forces troops are there working in Jordan, right adjacent to the Syrian border, training the anti-Syrian rebels, training the anti-government rebels. Similar groups are over in Turkey. We are behind this whole revolutionary war in Syria that's already killed 5,000 people and will probably kill another 5,000 or 10,000 until we topple Assad and turn the country over to the radical Islamic Brotherhood, the Muslim Brotherhood. Why would we be doing that? Where does the authority come from to interfere in the in what's going on in other countries? And there is no authority for it. We have a foreign policy run by a State Department whose loyalty is not to America, but to a globalist dream.
Yes, that's
we're
right.
Toppling governments throughout the Middle East and the Near East and turning them over to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is a radical Islamic movement which has been funded by the United States CIA or intelligence agencies of one form or another, along with the British going back to 1928. This is beautifully covered in a book we carry called The Devil's Game. The Devil's Game. It's available by calling Radio Liberty 1-800-544-8897. You need to read the book. It comes to the wrong conclusion. The idea is that we've created a Frankenstein that turns against us. I think the author's mistaken. The excellent book, but of course we haven't created a Frankenstein that turned against it. We've created a Frankenstein that's doing exactly what his master wants him to do. Mm-hmm. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Go right ahead, Lynn.
You know, you're talking about just the whole geopolitical scene with what's happening in the Middle East and the Muslim Brotherhood, the rise of the Muslim Brotherhood. It's funny, I blog about this. It's actually pathetic. They're not funny. But when the Arab Spring first erupted, in Tunisia, followed by Egypt, and of course, you know, now it's moved into Syria. The talking heads on different news channels were telling us that the Egyptian people and Tunisian people, this was all about democracy. And I immediately blogged and said, no, it's not about democracy. It's all about the rise of the Muslim Brotherhood. There is no springboard to democracy in the Muslim world, not that I can see at any rate, and that what we will see, and this is, remember, I wrote this 8-9 months ago, will be the rise of a loosely held Islamic caliphate run by the Muslim Brotherhood. And that is precisely what we see shaping up. What I also find interesting, Dr. Sam, is being in Iraq for 8 years, all of a sudden, man, we've got to get the troops home by Christmas. We just got to get everybody out of there right now. And, of course, that begs the question, this whole thing is manipulated. You would think that with the instability in the Middle East, if anything, we would keep troops there as a buffer. I mean, if we were really, you know, doing the noble right thing as a buffer, specifically for Israel. But no, now we see all of our troops leaving. And what are we doing? We're creating this power vacuum in Iraq, where the Maliki government is at best enervated. The sectarian violence continues in Iraq almost on a daily basis. The war, 1,300-year-old schism between Sunni and Shia Muslims, that's not going to go away anytime soon. And when war erupts in the Middle East, something else I wrote about on the blog, again, about a year ago, and I reposted it, you know, I'm no prophet, but I do watch the news, and I look at it through the lens of biblical prophecy. And I wrote that the Iranians only have one real offensive maneuver, and that is to close the Straits of Hormuz. Lo and behold, last week, on the Debka file, there was an article talking about that the Iranians are about to engage in war games to close the Strait of Hormuz. I mean, it's like could have come right from the pages of my blog. So, and that's really the only move that they can do, but it's a great move. That, and they choke off the Gate of Tears, which is in the Red Sea. Those are choke points between those two areas where about 60% of the world's oil comes from. We know that the global financial system is literally in meltdown. The euro is in meltdown. They're saying, oh, the people are fleeing of the dollar. It's going to become strong. Baloney. The dollar is just nothing more than paper, not backed up by a gold standard. We're already trillions of dollars in debt. If the euro goes, the dollar will soon follow after. The best thing to do, if you can, is dump your paper money and buy precious metals, whether it's silver, gold, food, commodities, something with lots of water, something which to trade with, because what we're going to see is the collapse, in my opinion, of this whole house of cards. And then from that, from the ashes of that, like a phoenix, will rise this new world order. That's where it's headed, in my opinion. We'll have to wait and see how it plays out. But, I mean, look, the days are so unprecedented, so tumultuous. And then, we're just talking about the geopolitical scene here, the financial scene. When we throw in the supernatural and we realize that the rise of the Muslim, the Arab Spring, may have supernatural components to it, when we realize that the earthquakes, the famines, the pestilence, the wars and rumors of wars, everything with great specificity that Matthew 24, Yeshua, Jesus, points out to us will herald, be the harbingers, the signs of his second coming, one only has to look and track some of this stuff and realize that, in my opinion, we are in the birth pang. We're not in the tribulation, but we are in the birth pang headed towards that moment of time known as the tribulation. I just find it incredibly alarming and unprecedented. And, of course, we're told that we're not to have spirits of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Our joy comes from, my joy comes from the Lord. My strength comes from the Lord. That's where it comes from. It doesn't come from my own strength. So even when I look at this stuff, I always have to go back to Scripture and realize that I'm in a period of time, a window of time, that was prophesied thousands of years ago, headed towards a time known as the time of Jacob's trouble. Not Bob, Fred, or Ernie's, but Jacob. It all has to do with Israel being regathered in the homeland. At 1948, finally declaring its independence or its statehood. And now we see that the nations of the world are going to be pitted against Israel, just like prophecy tells us.
And I think you're absolutely right. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It isn't interesting. They tell us all of our troops are out, but we're leaving troops for training behind. We're leaving 17,000 people at the embassy. 17,000. Many of these, over 5,000, are armed. They're not American troops. They're just armed contractors. They're professional mercenaries trained to kill. Many of them ex-Americans. All of our troops are gone. We're leaving 17,000 people in the embassy with, of course, training troops all across the area. Nice troops remaining in Kuwait. So basically, Lynn, of course, so much of...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued.
Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds,
food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called menopause support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called immune support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
The prophetic significance of what's going on certainly in Iraq and that part of the world. And basically, his point is well made. And certainly, and we'll have him on when he's got this together. We'll probably, if there's a DVD, we'll carry it. But his concept is that we are going to be seeing certainly the fulfillment of prophecy. There's prophecy in the Psalms. There's a prophecy in Ezekiel. There's prophecy in Isaiah. For this great war that's coming, and this is described. Now, this is not the Battle of Armageddon. This is a separate war. Mm-hmm. But, of course, give us your thought on this, and how do we tie this into Ezekiel 38, 39, into the end of the war that's prophesied in the Psalms, into the war that's prophesied in Isaiah?
Well, here's something that's very interesting, that oftentimes within prophecies in Scripture, that there are overlays. There are different passages of Scripture talking about the same thing. A perfect example of that, of course, is Psalm 22 and Isaiah 53, completely written by different authors, hundreds of years apart, and yet they're talking about the crucifixion. And that the, both of those passages, when you look at them, they do so with great specificity. So the same thing is happening here. We've got the Ezekiel 38 prophecy, which is a list of nations which come up against the land of unwalled villages. I received an interesting email tonight by someone who says, you know, my critics are always harping about that, you know, Israel has walls. No, they don't. They have fences. And in fact, the prophecy, one of the translations, that in the latter days they will be in safety and gathered a land without gates and bars, but with fences. The actual word fences is used. We don't see walls and gates like there were in the times of Ezekiel's writing that. What we do see, Tel Aviv certainly is not surrounded by walls, and neither is Jerusalem. There's a fence there to keep the terrorists, the Palestinian terrorists out, but that's about it. What's interesting is the nations that are listed, again, with great specificity, Ezekiel 38, seem to be forming. Certainly Russia is all over the Middle East, which is Magog, in my opinion, followed by Iran, which, of course, it was Persia, which is the second nation listed. These two nations are in cahoots with one another. the battle is forming there. But then we see Isaiah 17, which talks about the destruction of Damascus. We know recently that Assad threatened, if he was attacked in any way or provoked in any way, he would rain missiles within 6 hours, 4 to 6 hours, down on Tel Aviv. Thousands and thousands of missiles. Well, the Israelis responded by, you do that, and we'll go after Damascus. So if you know Isaiah 17, which talks about Damascus becoming a ruinous heap, it doesn't take, you know, it just connect the dots. It's obviously that Isaiah 17 is now coming into the forefront. But we also see Ezekiel 38 shaping up. We also see Psalm 83, where those nations that it talks about a war that would possibly precede the Ezekiel 38 war, and that's what we see shaping up. When you get, you know, 1.5 million people in Tahrir Square in Egypt chanting, to Jerusalem we go, martyrs in the millions, and the Muslim Brotherhood takes 40% of the seats, they're going to control the Egyptian government. When you see the crackdown that happened over the weekend, and I blog about that on Monday, the brutality that's going on in Egypt, one can only wonder where all this is headed. And I believe that when we start to overlay these prophecies, those three prophecies could happen in extremely rapid succession, so much so that it would be a blur. We may see Psalm 83, which triggers Isaiah 17, which triggers Ezekiel 38, 39, just like that, in rapid succession, actually blurring one into the other. And that certainly could be. We don't know. It's a scenario. We just got to wait and see what happens. But, I mean, you know, Dr. Stan, this thing's coming down. You know, I play golf once a week with a variety of different friends, and most of these people are completely oblivious to what is going on. I mean completely oblivious to what is going on. It just amazes me. And most Americans, we talked about this, I think, before, but I'll say it again. With a friend, we were talking, and this other guy comes in to the conversation. He's like 30, 40 feet away, and he goes, hey, did you hear about the Penn State sex scandal? This was like, you know, about 2 months ago when that whole thing was breaking. And whenever it was, 6 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever. But the bottom line is this, that most people are caught in the Matrix. And there was a movie a few years ago about the Matrix, but it's really true. We are controlled. We are controlled by the media that we see, the books that we read, the movies that we watch. It controls the dialogue, what we think, what we dwell on. Turn the stupid box off. You know, go on the Internet, do some research on your own. Start reading some books and get equipped. Certainly read the Bible, understand the prophecies that are in there that we just mentioned, and arm yourself with knowledge instead of the pablum which we're being fed.
I agree with you totally. We are basically being diverted from an understanding of the spiritual significance of what's going on today. But you must understand we're involved in a spiritual battle that's being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. The last thing they want is for the American people to understand the spiritual significance of unfolding events.
While the storm clouds gather across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
play?
No. Wide with
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Lynn Marzulli. Our telephone number, if you'd like to enter into our conversation or have a question or comment for Lynn, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And, of course, you know, knowing what I know, and I know Lynn knowing what he knows, I mean, we see everything through the framework of biblical prophecy. But this is really what makes it so fascinating, because we're seeing the fulfillment of prophecies written thousands of years ago, and makes the Bible and the biblical story so significant, and certainly the story of Jesus so significant, because it fulfills our belief that the Bible is real, the Bible is true, and certainly the story of Jesus is exactly as it's laid out. There's no other explanation. You could not have prophecies coming through as accurately as they are. Well, certainly, on the telephone number, if you'd like to call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Before we go on, though, Lynn, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website and get to your blogs and material.
Sure. My best thing to go is just to go to lamarzulli.net, L-A, M-A-R-Z as in zebra, U-L-L-I, lamarzulli.net, lamarzulli.net. You can link to the blog from there. There's a variety of stuff that I blog on. I blog usually 6 days a week. I'm about to take a week off next week, unless World War III breaks out. But there'll be some freebies up on the blog, some MP3s that you can download and listen to some great music, which I think you'll find interesting. Also, we're putting on the Doug Hamp, L.A. Marzulli interview that we did today. We do like a half-hour little MP3 thing that we put up now pretty much weekly. It's called Prophecy Update, and you can get that by just going to the website, lamarzulli.net, and then linking back to the blog, and you can check that out.
Well, now, of course, we're talking about Ezekiel 38:39. We're talking about Psalm 83. What was exactly the reference in Isaiah?
Isaiah 17.
Okay, Isaiah 17, that's what I've written down. But basically, of course, this is talking about the fact that Damascus would be destroyed. Well, the thing is that Damascus has never been completely destroyed. And all Damascus has been around for thousands of years, 2, maybe 3,000 years, I don't know, but it's been there. It's one of,
it's one of the
oldest cities in the entire world. It's been occupied all this time, and it's never been destroyed. And yet it's prophesied it will be, and certainly if there is certainly a conflict in that area, it could very well be that Israel would use some sort of nuclear device on Damascus if push comes to shove. And certainly Israel would not hesitate to destroy Damascus if she is attacked, certainly by by the Syrians. So, I mean, these are very real possibilities, and certainly if you've never read Ezekiel 38 and 39, you should read it and look at the lineup of nations. Now, a lot of these nations had been there, they disappeared, now they've come back again, but they're named, as you read the certainly what's going on in the Middle East today, and then read the prophecies, you see they were talking about nations. I mean, Well, this is, what, 2,600 years ago, somewhere in that area, when Ezekiel was written, and was prophesying this great battle which would precede the Battle of Armageddon. But go right ahead, Lynn.
Yeah, and you know, that's a 2,600-year-old prophecy which has just collected a whole lot of dust over the millennium. But we see now that the nations that are listed in that prophecy are forming some sort of a loose confederacy with one another, and they will look at Israel, and they're going to go for it. And look, I'm no prophet in the sense that I'm not saying, you know, it's going to happen on such and such a date, but I monitor this stuff constantly. I look at many different news sources, certainly news sources outside the United States. For instance, the Debka File, the J-Post, the Rut Shava, Turkish newspapers, the Iranian newspapers, Al Jazeera, and on it goes, to name a few of websites and papers and things that I look at and peruse on a daily basis to try to keep up and get a finger or get a grip on what is really happening, or get a pulse reading, I should say, on what's happening in the Middle East. It does not look good. I mean, all eyes, when push comes to shove, all eyes look to Israel. It's the common enemy with the Muslims over there, the common enemy of the Arabs. And it's interesting that, you know, some people say it's one big giant conspiracy. Well, in some ways it is. It's a Luciferian conspiracy. It's as Dr. Stan, you would call it, a Brotherhood of Darkness type of conspiracy, which is behind this. And this is what they're pushing. What they haven't figured it on is that eventually the king will come back. And that's the good news, folks. And, you know, we've talked about doom and gloom for about 40 minutes here, and it's not so much gloom and gloom as it is reality, and just wake up and see it for yourself. But where all this leads to is the rider on the white horse coming, the second coming, the coming of Yeshua, Jesus, our King. When the kings of the earth are assembled under the Antichrist on the field of battle in Megiddo, Armageddon, and they are looking up, as Rest Israel pointed out in Revelation 19:19, they are looking up. The kings of the earth are assembled, are looking up because they honestly feel in their hubris that somehow they can destroy, they can snatch victory from the rider on the white horse, the second coming of Jesus. We need to understand that this globe, and I write about this, Dr. Stan, in the Cosmic Chess Match, the new book that's out, but that that this planet for millennia has been under an evil system, and it has been. All one needs to do is look at the atrocities. Today I blogged about the Armenian Genocide, which were 1.5 million Christians and other people, but mostly Christians, Armenian Christians, were forced, marched, and starved to death. I put some graphic pictures up taken from that death march, which the Turks did. And, of course, France is trying to create a bill which would state that anyone who denies the Armenian Holocaust would be subject to a fine. And the Turks are saying, oh, you can't do this. You know, this isn't fair. Once again, the Turks refused to deal with the fact that the genocide took place and that they slaughtered mercilessly in the most heinous, barbaric way, 1.5 million Christians. But that's really a drop in the iceberg, or a drop in the bucket, I should say, when we look at what Stalin did to his own people. 60 million Russians were liquidated in what Solzhenitsyn calls the Gulag, archipelago, all throughout the prison system that inhabited the reign of Stalin, where millions of people were never seen again. This is a dark, dark, dark planet where wars rage continually. And this evil system, the good news is when Yeshua, the king, comes back, this system ends. It's over. And I can't wait. Bring it on. I wish it would have happened yesterday, because the system that we're under stinks, to put it quite bluntly. It stinks to high heaven. When we look at just the atrocities going on, some crazy guy over the weekend set a woman on fire. I mean, this is the type of planet we're on. These things will not happen in the millennial kingdom. They will not happen. This system that we're under will end. The evil prince of this world, the fallen one, will finally be deposed. Hallelujah, Lord, bring it on. It can't happen too soon, because the system that we're under right now is so repressive, so evil. I mean, we're free in this country to a point, but look at the way the women are treated in the Muslim countries, where they look like, you know, black burlap potatoes or something, as they, you know, they have no rights. They're treated like chattel. I mean, I could go on here, but I think you get the point.
Well, we live in a very, very complicated world, and most Americans cannot see what's going on because they do not believe in biblical prophecy. They don't understand that there has to be a major war over there in the Near East and Middle East because it's prophesied, and everything is pointing in that direction. As you look and you read Ezekiel 38 and 39, and you look and see the nations that are listed, and remember, a lot of these have sort of ceased to exist, have only really come back into being in the recent year, in the last 100 years or so. Why would the nations suddenly have come back again, or at least be clearly delineated, at this time in history? We are living in the most exciting times, and this is a wonderful time to know the Lord. And our plea to you is if you listen to our programs, you're intrigued by our message, but you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, we do hope that you'll get yourself a Bible and read the book of John. And we put this recommendation out over and over again. We believe this with all of our heart and hope that not what I say or what Lynn says, but what the Word of God says will touch your heart and bring you to make that a final decision, which you're going to hopefully make sometime before this whole thing comes down, because you're going to need that relationship with our Lord to get through what lies ahead. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because we are at war today. Well, of course, if you look and see what's happening in Iraq now, American troops are supposedly out. And Malachi certainly is actually becoming increasingly autocratic, and he's beginning to round up the Shia, the Sunni Christians, the people, members of the Ba'ath Party, Saddam's Party, and throw them into prisons. Well, of course, that's going to get the Sunnis united against the government that's in power. Certainly the Shia Muslims probably outnumber the Sunni Muslims 2-1 under Saddam Hussein, who was Sunni. While there is tremendous persecution of the Shias, I fear that under the current regime, there's going to be tremendous persecution of the Sunnis, and you're going to have, once again, an armed civil war. And that is why, ladies and gentlemen, we're keeping our troops there in Kuwait. This is why, of course, we're keeping our trainers there. This is why we're keeping 17,000 people in the embassy. And if you honestly believe our troops are all been pulled out, you are incredibly naive. Again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And then, of course, there's no question, we are at war with Iran. When you're flying up surveillance planes, be they fighter planes or drones over a foreign country and over their airspace without their permission, this is an act of war. When you are financing MEK, that's MEK, that's the Iranian terrorist organization, we've given them $400 million to overthrow the Iranian government. If somebody gave a terrorist organization that goes around killing Americans, American scientists, American politicians, if somebody gave them $400 million to overthrow the American government, wouldn't we consider that an act of war? Well, that's exactly what's going on today. As far as Iran is concerned, why, of course, somebody blew up one of their massive military facilities within the last couple of weeks. And nobody wants to say it, but I don't think you'd blow up a whole, 20, 30 acres of military facility just doesn't certainly blow up by itself. Somebody blew it up, and believe me, the Iranians know very well it was the United States or Israel or both of them working together. But they are regularly assassinating scientists in Iran. They're regularly assassinating political leaders in Iran. We place sanctions onto Syria. Placing sanctions on a government is an act of war. And as a result of this, those sanctions, why the value of their currency has fallen about 10% in the last month, this is an act of economic warfare. What are your thoughts on that, Lynn?
Well, look, I basically agree with everything you said, Dr. Stan. It's there's a covert war happening in places like Yemen, Iran. I mean, we're all over this thing. There was a map that I actually put on the blog one day. It was released. I forget where the source was. It was very interesting that they had restructured the entire Middle East. And like you mentioned earlier, Iraq is quadrant off into three different sections. One is for the Kurds. The other one, of course, is the Shia. And the other one is for the Sunni. Very, very interesting. And the borders are completely changed. And this was came from the United States State Department, I believe, number of years ago. I forget, at least 10 to 15 years ago, this map was drawn up of the new Middle East. And I, you know, I had it there on the blog, and I vetted the information as best as I could. I believe it was true. And this is exactly what we see happening. I mean, the whole, you know, with the Arab Spring, look, it's headed someplace. We know that this is being directed. It's not just haphazard, that this is headed towards a climax. And because prophecy tells us that these wars will come to pass, the wars that we talked about before the break at the bottom of the hour, Psalm 83, Isaiah 17, Ezekiel 38, when we see these things, it's going to bring at some point the advent of the man of sin, the Antichrist. We know that. We also know that the Jews will be able to rebuild that third temple on the Temple Mount, which is, you know, a complete impossibility at this moment in time. But I would remind our audience that go back a year ago, and no one ever would have seen or predicted the so-called Arab Spring a year ago. Again, completely unprecedented, off the charts. And it's happening all over the Middle East pretty much simultaneously. Millions of people are rioting, and it was in some respects, you know, good cause. They want more freedoms. But what's being elected is the Muslim Brotherhood. So it's exactly what they don't want, because the Muslim Brotherhood will bring, 13th century, 14th century Sharia law, 14th century Sharia law into Egypt and other places. And of course, that is extremely repressive, and that's what will happen. So, this whole thing with Iran, with the Straits of Hormuz, with the fact that the Russians are all over the Syrian port, that we move one of our aircraft carriers up into the area, that American troops now are partnering with Jordanians on the Syrian-Jordan border, that Turkey is saber-rattling like crazy, that Israel is prepared for some sort of a bioterror type of attack, that the Russians gave the Syrians gas masks for their people. I mean, this thing is just ramping up, and there's going to be a moment, and I don't know when it is. It's like World War II, which Arthur Ferdinand, who was assassinated, which triggered World War I. There's going to be an incident like that, Dr. Stan. Something will happen. I don't know what it is.
Well, it's interesting that basically we so that one aircraft carrier group, it's adjacent to Syria. We have two carrier groups. Remember, a carrier group is
a lot of
15 ships or something like that, a frightening array of power. We have two of them in the Persian Gulf, and a third one is steaming as we speak into that. I think it's the USS Abraham Lincoln, something like that. Why are we moving a third carrier group into that region? Well, it could be that they're going to relieve one of the carrier groups and they're going home. Or it could be that they have plans for something in right after the first of the year, the way of the war there. We don't know. We do know there's a plan. General Wesley Clark, if you haven't seen the interview with him at my website at radioliberty.com, it's in the section on other videos around the web. Look up General Wesley Clark, 4-star Army General, Rhodes Scholar, CFR member. But he was told in 2001 that there was a plan at that time to take out 7 Muslim nations, including Iran, in 2001. Well, Lindy, we've got 3 minutes to go ahead and wrap up the program.
Well, I think the way to wrap it up, since we're just a few days from Christmas.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United
politics, prophecy, and the supernatural. Politics, prophecy, and the supernatural. Trying to pull everything together. We carry his book on the alien intervention. Basically, of course, it's a book about people who've been the abducted, but not abducted by aliens. Alien abduction. These are, of course, are people who've been certainly abducted by these demonic beings, these supernatural beings from the other dimension. We carry his two excellent DVDs, Watchers 1 and Watchers 2, and we'll be carrying Watchers 3, which has just come out. We will be carrying his book on the cosmic chess mats. What is the cosmic chess match? Why, of course, it's the fact that the Lucifer makes a move on the chessboard, God makes a move, Lucifer makes another move, and God constantly counters it. Going back from the beginning of time, there's been this battle between God and Satan that's so well described in the Holy Scriptures, and you need to see how it's playing out today. And so then, of course, we hope you'll get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We hope you get our talk on the dark secret, our talk on the forbidden secret, the syllabuses go with that. Our talk on the world revolution, and of course the book that goes with that is David Rockefeller's memoirs. And of course there he tells about how his daughters go down to visit Fidel Castro, and Fidel Castro comes up to visit him. Why would Fidel Castro come up to visit the head of the capitalist world? And why would the head of the capitalist world talk to Fidel Castro? Well, very, very simply. You have to read David Rockefeller's book And then, Chris, you have to hear my talk on the World Revolution and my interview with Ambassador Smith, the American ambassador to Cuba, at the time of the revolution. And Ambassador Smith will tell you, we knew Fidel Castro was a communist. The State Department knew, the CIA knew, and we brought him to power knowing he was a communist. And then you really need then, of course, to get the book we carry by Savanto Gonzalez. And he, of course, is a Cuban refugee, and he will tell you that he's always considered Fidel Castro a CIA agent. I think he's probably right. It's all play-acting, ladies and gentlemen. It's all play-acting, as phony as a $3 bill. And so, then, of course, you need to get my talk on The Best Enemies Money Could Buy and the books that go with that, the book by that title, Best Enemies Money Could Buy, Wall Street and the Rise of the Bolshevik Revolution, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus, Trading with the Enemy by Charles Higham. We have actually created the best enemies money could buy. We financed and aided the Nazis all during World War II. We financed and aided North Vietnam during the Vietnam War. And we're financing and aiding Al-Qaeda and the Taliban today. And you're not supposed to know these things. But you need to check and find out if it's really true. Who is funding Al-Qaeda and the